Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Clutch My Pearls, a podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the erotic fiction that my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing from a MILF Mommy MD? MILF? I guess that's redundant. MILF MD last week.
MILF Mommy MD last week. What a fun one. People were all upset about the age gap, about the, you know, MILF. They love the smut. They hated the plot. I don't know.
And I think that we started out the episode of where I'm like, is this a Vanessa book or a Barbara book? But now a Barbara book has evolved.
Throw out the rating system.
It's definitely got like a blindside aspect to it.
Yeah.
I'm competitive. And when I heard that.
I feel that.
I kept bringing books that were like, check out this guy's elbow. And Vanessa's like, there's five guys. I had to step it up.
I love it. I think it's got blindsided, like Barbara blindside, where sometimes it is stuff where you're like, that's the most that there is, where I'm waiting for them to fuck or whatever. But then you're like, lesbian moms. Like
page 8, first
coming. Yes.
Sometimes I'll blindside with one that like, they hold hands.
Yeah.
That's it.
Comfy that's all pants. It is.
Yeah.
But they're so in love.
No, they're friends.
Well, we get another Barbara this week.
We get another Barbara book this week. What do you guys think you're in for?
I don't even know anymore.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Like that time she was like, oh, it's figure skating. And she's like, Satan.
I think that...
Now I'm just picturing Satan as a figure skater.
I, you know, my instinct would say to be like, oh, it's a palate cleanser, whatever. But I don't trust it anymore.
Yeah. In a way, it is a palate cleanser. Yeah.
I'm thinking dog kennels.
Oh, something dark. Is it dark?
Vanessa, you were more correct than you know.
Oh my God.
I have
Are
brought.
They dog people?
Emily, you guys always, been a barista? She always goes too far.
No, but I love it. No, I brought another mafia romance.
Ooh.
And it's from the same series
Ooh.
As our dog kennel guy.
Oh, which one was it?
Darkest Temptation?
Darkest Temptation. It was our second episode. It's the what Maid was this? Series.
The Maid series.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, because Emily thought it was M-A-I-D, and then she was like, where's the maid?
Does she work for him?
Yeah. No, we're talking mafia. He's a maid man.
Mm. Okay, so which book is this?
This is the first one in the series.
Oh, okay, so this is the one that's like on my TBR.
Yeah.
Sweetest Oblivion.
Yes, see? Look at that. She had it ready.
Is that the one with strawberries?
No,
okay. That's this that was mine. That was Brutal Prince.
I think I get Brutal Prince and because they're both like mafia mob of course. Dudes.
Okay. Mine was arranged marriage, but hers was like
ran away to Russia to yes. be like I'm gonna. Yes. Find
she only had dresses.
Yeah, and he bought her a coat.
Katya.
And he took her to the opera.
Yeah,
right. He gave her the knee.
That's where like we first met the knee. Rockets.
That was our first. Yeah.
That was the first knee.
Aww.
I remember our first knee.
Our first dog kennel.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Rowan.
Mm. I immediately was like, am I lying?
Yeah.
Ronan? Rowan.
Rowan.
Russia.
Yeah. Russian route. Okay, so are we still in Russia?
We are not.
Ooh. Are we in New York?
We are in New York.
Hey, the city that never sleeps. Hey.
It is a requirement.
It's a New York minute since we've done this last.
We had one that was not in New York, and I thought, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Get us back.
We are in New York. We are in Mafia. We have the heads of the five families. Ooh. We are like straight out of Goodfellas
this
here,
This is like
ladies.
John Gotti shit.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
But yes. Sexier, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
What murders? Okay.
So, yeah, it's The Sweetest Oblivion by Daniel Lorre, 386 pages. It came out in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, see? A pre-pandemic one.
Yes.
Yes.
No cares in the world.
Nothing. Doesn't even know.
We're going to live forever.
Yay!
Yeah. Is he a boxer?
No.
That's one of the books, though, isn't it?
No.
Anyways, okay. Never mind. Sorry.
Maybe they box in their spare time.
Yeah, maybe. Ooh. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, they all start to blur together. Plus, it's on your TBR, so.
Yeah.
No, this is Italian mafia in New York. The synopsis.
Okay.
She's a romantic at heart, living in the most unromantic of worlds. Nicknamed Sweet Abelli for her docile nature, Elena smiles.
Sweet Abelli.
Oh, no.
We're in.
She's slipping it on.
Yeah.
So happy.
I took a few months of Duolingo Italian.
Oh, so shit. Do you want to translate this?
I was in a toxic relationship with that green bird. So
enemies to lovers?
We were enemies to lovers. Where I was like, okay, I'll do my lesson. I know.
Oh, my God.
Good girl.
Okay,
so
when that green bird tells me good girl.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, you're dealing with that.
That sounds like a genre we don't need to read.
Yeah. Emily wants dog people, so.
I wonder if there's Duolingo fanfic.
Oh, God.
I'm going to put that out to my listeners. If you want to make it, do it.
Write your own, Emily Hornberg.
That's what I was like. We'll be the ones to write it. Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the Duolingo TikToks, but he's got a juicy booty. So
what is happening?
I love the Duolingo. I'm obsessed. Anyways, I'm sorry. Go back.
I'm all
over the place. I don't know.
Like the mascot's got a juicy booty.
It's always so funny in their TikToks of where it's like it always has like. It's not like sexual.
Are you blushing right now?
She's getting.
I love it. It's
your
so
thighs.
Funny. Yeah. I feel like a mom where I'm like, have you seen these memes?
These memes?
Mom, you don't want to fuck the bird.
No, but someone might, you know.
That's maybe. Why you want the fanfic.
It's like furries, but it's like mascots, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that they have an affair with the Scrub Daddy mascot.
I was worried this episode wouldn't go off the rails.
Yeah, but so, here we are.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to Sweet
Seven
Bell.
Minutes in.
Her name is Elena. Her last name is... Okay, you can call it whatever you want. She smiles on cue and has a charming response for everything. She's probably a Libra. She's the favored daughter, the perfect mafia principessa. Do you want to...
A principessa.
She has to do the hand.
You have to do the hand.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She's the favored daughter, the perfect mafia... I can't. Or she was.
Ooh.
Now, all she can see in the mirror's reflection is blood staining her hands like crimson paint.
Mm.
They say first impressions are everything. In the murky waters of New York, New York's underworld, Elena's sister is arranged to marry Nicholas Russo, a made man, a boss, a cheat, even measured against mafia standards. His reputation stretches far and wide and is darker than his black suits and ties.
Dang.
So he's supposed to marry her sister.
He sure is. He's engaged to her sister. And it's an arranged marriage. It's not like they're lovers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
After his and Elena's first encounter ends with an accidental glare on her part, she realizes he's just as rude as he is handsome. She doesn't like the man or anything he stands for, though that doesn't stop her heart from pattering like rain against glass when he's near. Nor the shiver that ghosts down her spine at the sound of his voice.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. He's always near, telling her what to do, making her feel hotter than any future brother-in-law should.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, early, they're not even married.
Ooh.
Elena may be the sweet Abelli on the outside,
sweet
but...
Abelli.
Like, what does it mean?
Sweet Abelli. I don't know.
The last name is Abelli.
Sweet Abelli.
She's the sweet one.
Okay.
So Emily's just doing something.
Okay.
Just making it.
Okay.
Just making it authentic.
Authentic. Thank you.
Authenticated.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you. It's made in Italy.
This podcast?
We're sponsored by Italy.
This episode's sponsored by Italy.
Little Italy.
By Little Italy in New York. Yeah. Little Italy.
Elena may be the sweet Aveli on the outside, but she's beginning to learn she has a taste for the darkness, for rough hands, cigarettes, and whiskey-colored eyes.
That's hot.
Having already escaped one scandal, she can hardly afford to be swept up in another. Besides, even if he were hers, everyone knows you don't fall in love with a made man, right?
Not supposed to, but how could you not?
How could you not? He's got whiskey-colored eyes.
Mm. So is this the same world as Kennels, or like, yes. Do they know each other? Do they know Kennel Guy?
Characters meet, but you don't need to read them.
Right.
Because her family was the Russian mafia in New York, probably, right?
I don't know. They're connected through, there's a character in this one who actually is the main guy in the second one. The main guy in the second one knows Nicholas, the mafia don in this one. That guy, his brother, is the Russian mobster.
Okay.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'd be at a big event together, but not like they exist in the world.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So how many pages is it?
It's 386 pages.
That's a pretty decent sized book.
Now,
for their first coming, they've got to she doesn't want it right away. It's not like MILF MD where it's like, MILF MD, you know,
meet me in the Kia.
Well, yeah. She says he's a dick.
Right.
But he makes her feel a way when
they
he's around.
They first see each other after she already knows that he is engaged to be married. It's been an arranged marriage to her sister. They're leaving church again. Italian mafia. We're straight out of The Godfather right now.
They're going to go make some sauce. And,
yes.
You know.
Yes. Maybe some murder. Yeah, she comes out of church and she sees her parents standing on either side of her sister meeting this guy, and she's sweet. She's nice to everyone. She's going to be nice to every single
person.
She's
sweet about
smile. But she, there you go. Mm-hmm. And she sees him and she's glaring at him and he's like, the fuck? He knows her reputation as like, she's the sweet one. And
why is
like,
she being this way?
Why is she mad at me? Are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Oh my
god.
Why?
He immediately Relatable goes into king. Like, oh my god, are you mad? Oh my god, what did I do?
No, he's like,
he's insecure attachment style. Okay.
He's like, this is the only person who has ever dared to disrespect me since I became the Don, one of the heads of the Five family. So he's intrigued.
So why is she?
Because she is thinking, it's a real shame that her younger sister is going to marry this guy because he's the Don, the head of the family, and her father is also. And she's like, these dudes are evil. Like, I feel bad for my sister that she's stuck marrying this guy.
Right. She basically has to go be queen now with like this
I
guy.
Feel so bad for my sister.
Oh my god, what a bummer for her. Wouldn't you hate to be her?
And then how does her sister feel about it?
She's really unhappy because she is in love with the gardener.
True love.
Ariana.
Forbidden love.
Forbidden love, truly.
I could make an Ariana Grande joke there about being with people that she shouldn't be with, but I'm not going to.
But you sidestepped it, and that's
And I'm allowing everybody else to do that themselves. Just Google SpongeBob SquarePants doing the splits.
Oh, you know what?
And that's what Ariana chose. Anyways, I'm all over the place.
I miss the dog people. Anyway, Elena is the older sister, and ordinarily she would get married first. She'd get sold off to another.
Yeah, why? Yeah, why is that?
Because there was a scandal like 6 months before the book starts. She snuck off and lost her virginity to some guy.
Not the gardener.
So who's the guy?
Who'd she lose her virginity to?
I don't know how much you want me to spoil because it's like a huge part of the book like later and it's a whole like, it's just some guy.
Okay.
It's just some guy. She's obeyed her entire life and she's like, she saw her father and like her uncle, somebody, cut off someone's finger when she was 7 and she was like, wow, y'all are evil. And so she just like played nice and then was like her one rebellion was hooking up with some guy 6 months ago.
So that hurts her chances for being married.
Like she's not pure enough? Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's not great. But we're in like mafia world and it's like not real. And it's like, it's not great.
Did she do that as a way to prevent herself from being...
She didn't do it as a way to prevent herself from being essentially sold off. She did it as like, she just followed this like reckless sort of rebellious vibe that day. And it did not go very well. And then now... It's kind of revealed that her father, no one really minds that she's not a virgin. That's not the problem. her father is using it as an excuse because she is like the hottest. The like, oh my God, every man drools over her. They like talk about it a lot. He doesn't want to give away because she's too much of a prize for him. I don't know. I don't know. I don't exactly.
She's too hot for.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just too hot. She's too good.
She's too good.
I just can't give this away to anybody.
No, that's my prize pony.
You can have my other daughter.
Yeah, I'll take that one. But
I'm saving this one for the king.
Yeah. They're like, I'm going to make a hell of a deal for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder if that works out the way he plans.
But she's not a virgin, but she's real good looking.
She's real good. Mm-hmm.
It turns out her nickname, Sweet Belly, is like, oh, she's so sweet. But also, it turns out that they're mostly like, she's the sweetest piece of ass you've ever seen. Like, that's
objectifying it, kind of.
These mafia men.
But you kind of like it. We allow it in these with these men.
Well, I mean,
they're
tough and rough reality. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They murder people.
It's fine.
What about the murder?
What kennels?
We're their lawyers. They've never done anything wrong.
They're fine.
But I think also, like, you just don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Again, if someone approached me in real life and was like, you're not a virgin, like, first of all, that would be weird as hell.
But yeah.
But, like, the whole premise is not happening in reality. I'm reading a book.
Right, right.
So I'm all in.
Yeah. This is a book.
Yeah.
So, how many pages?
386.
386. I think that the first coming is 182.
Okay.
169.
Oh,
it's 192.
Wow.
You're really close.
That's a long ways in.
They have a lot of plot to work through. It's almost 400 pages, but he's engaged to the sister. They have to listen. Mm-hmm. They build up the tension.
Yeah.
So
between
hard.
These two. So hard.
Yeah.
So hard.
And with guys like this, like the tension is like so good. Like,
I'm so into it. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I saw several reviews that were like, it was so boring. They didn't do anything. And I'm like, they did a lot.
What was like the first time like something happens between them?
They meet at the church and they're like, you know, she's glaring and he's like, interesting. And then he's back at the house at one point and there's something like he's in the hallway and she's looking at him and he's like, are you just going to stand there and stare at me all day? And she's like, what if I said I was going to? And he's like, interesting, because this woman's supposed to be such a pushover and so sweet and polite to everybody, and so he's very like drawn to it, so they kind of like dance around each other in that way. But the first thing that's like, it's not even romantic, but it's just, this book is so exciting. There's a lunch where the two families are coming together to celebrate this engagement, this sale of a woman, and her older brother is at the table and she is sitting next to somebody who's a Russo. So it's not her family sitting next to her.
Okay.
Her older brother says something, like they kind of get into like a little argument and the guy makes a comment about how like her family and her brother and all these guys, they always miss their targets. The older brother says like, oh, well, I certainly didn't miss when I shot your cousin. And he like confesses that he's the one who murdered one of the cousins. And so the guy sitting next to her is mad. And doesn't know how to manage his feelings.
Did he like slam his hands on the table?
He grabs her and puts a gun to her head.
Oh, shit.
And everybody draws guns. They're all like, they're all ready. They're all, what the fuck? And he's got a gun to her head. And then Nico says, put it down. And he doesn't. Whoa. And Nico is he's the boss.
He's
right?
Boss man. Like, you don't say no.
That's his dude.
That's his dude. Yeah. That's his cousin.
Yeah.
And he says, put it down. And he doesn't. And he's yelling at Tony, the brother. And he says it again, put it down. Uh-huh. And in his head, he's counting. And 2 seconds go by. And then Nico shoots him.
His cousin?
His cousin.
For her.
To protect her.
Don't disobey when the Don tells you to put your gun down.
Yeah.
And two, he didn't like that he grabbed this woman that he doesn't even know.
But he loves her.
Don't touch.
But he doesn't hate her.
You get it. People are like, oh my God, he shot his cousin and she got blood on her white dress and then they had to finish lunch. But no,
I'm
so
like
romantic.
Obsessed with it.
No, so romantic. It's
good.
So
like
romantic.
He saved her.
If he could or he would.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. If he wanted to, he would.
There you go. That's what it was.
I guess these guys just don't want to be murdering their cousins for me.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, so then she's like, oh, well, that sucked. And that was kind of loud in my ear.
That was
like
ideal. And then. That was jarring. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a scene, because it's dual POV, where one chapter is her, and then the next chapter will be him. Oh, cool. I like that. Yeah, so you get to see his point of view. One of the things is that he only smokes cigarettes when he's angry or unsettled, and he smokes cigarettes all the fucking time around her, because he's always getting mad that someone's touching her, or he's like, this woman is so hot. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, then it cuts to a scene where he is in a room with all the men, like he's there in like the study or something, and he's beating up Tony because it's his fault that this all happened. And he asks him right or left, and Tony doesn't answer. So he punches him again, and he says right or left. And Tony says left, and so he's like, right it is. And then he shoots him in the right hand.
Oh, my God. Which one was Tony?
Her brother?
The brother who started the whole thing, who was like, I didn't miss when I shot your cousin. Oh. And that's what started. Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's pretty dark. You know, it's pretty like mafia. It's not mafia-like. We're going mafia.
It's the gunplay of that kind of gunplay, not like. Other
right.
Stuff.
There's a different kind of gunplay that does not occur in this
movie. Yeah. No, I think of it more of like that there's guns present.
Yes.
Wow. So when do they kiss?
What kind of like starts to break the ice?
Okay. There's a moment where she is in her living room watching a documentary or something, and he had a meeting with her father, and so he's there and he's on his phone and he gets a call and he's like, motherfucker. And so he takes the remote out of her hand and changes it to the news, and then he's standing over the back of the couch. So her hair is like brushing up against his chest, and he's like leaning over her, and he's just like watching because like there was a drug bust and it was him, his guys or something.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's 7 other TVs in this house, and she's sassing him. So he pulls on her ponytail. Oh. And then she like says something sassy again. So he wraps her hair around his fist and pulls her head back. So she's like looking at him, and he's trying to be like putting her at.
I'm literally clutching my sweatshirt.
That's what I mean when people are like, nothing happens so much.
Yeah, no, that
so
kind of
much
stuff.
Happened.
Banter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then there's another time where she is, she's doing some performance. She's a dancer and she's at a rehearsal. Her cousin drops her off because, of course, after the scandal, she's not trusted to go alone anywhere. There's always a man escorting her.
Yeah.
And he is the one who shows up to pick her up from the rehearsal.
Ooh.
And he says, does your father know that you're kissing men on stage? She goes, that wasn't a kiss. Her character in this dance is death, and she was sucking the soul out of this guy. And he's like, oh, that's what that was?
Oh.
That was a kiss. And she's like, it was totally platonic. And he's like, I'm still telling your father. And she's like, no, it wasn't even a kiss. And he's like, prove it. Do it to me. If it was nothing.
Let's practice.
Ew.
And so they do.
Oh.
So she like puts her lips on his and like breathes in. Yeah, a little sip of air, right? But then she also like kisses him a tiny little bit. And they're both so horned up. Emily Hornberg.
Is that the first coming? He's like,
it's okay.
A cigarette that comes out of his mouth. Like.
But then he's so like, oh my God, I got to get out of this fucking car. And so he stops at a gas station and he's getting gas. And she goes in to use the bathroom. And she comes back out and he can tell that she's upset. And he's like, what happened? She's like, nothing. And he is like holding her chin like, no, what happened? I can tell that you're upset. And she's like, the guy was just being like rude to me.
Mm.
He said, after I used the bathroom, that I had to buy something. And I told him I didn't have any money.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, did he touch you? And she goes, no. And he can tell she's lying. And he's like, he smacked my ass and said that I could pay another way.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
She made him She made him promise he wouldn't do anything.
He did something.
He's mad. And he says, which hand did he use? And she says, no, you promise. And he goes, okay, stay here. Shuts the car door. There was another guy who was filling up a canister, like a gas can. He grabs the gas can.
I'm picturing like Tom Hardy. Like this guy is.
Yeah, you are.
Ugh.
So romantic.
Ugh.
He goes in and he asks the guy, you the only one working here tonight? He's like, yeah. He's like, you own the place? And he's just pouring gasoline all over. And the guy's like, what the heck? My goodness, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, wrong girl, man. And then burns down his gas station.
Oh, my
With him inside.
God.
He lights a cigarette and says, you might want to find a back exit, and just throws it and walks out.
Ugh.
Wow.
And she's just waiting in the car like, come on, we got to go.
That is the most romantic thing I've ever heard in my life.
When
I was reading this for the first time, this is what I do with Eric when I'm reading. He's like playing a video game or listening to a podcast, and I make him pause and I go, you would burn down a gas station for me, right? And he goes, of course.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's so romantic.
It's funny, like, you always talk about how I can read smut at work with a straight face, but it's, like, moments like that that make me...
fall out of my chair.
Yeah.
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 Just kicking your little feet and just...
No sex, just burning down gas stations.
Yeah, because you were slightly disrespected. Mm-hmm. Not slightly, but you were. That situation you were, but like...
not cool.
Sometimes it doesn't take much for them to react that way. And mm-hmm. you're like, I'm okay with it.
There's another scene that I thought you might like.
Okay.
Because it has to do with the bikini top.
Ooh.
It's not as exciting as being tied to the bed with her bikini.
Because she looked too hot in it that it upset him.
It upsets him. However... she is going to a pool party. She got permission from her father to go to a pool party with some of her, like, other dancers.
Oh, wait, how old is she?
25, 28.
Oh, Lord.
She, like, adult.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
her sister is, like, 21, 22. Mm-hmm. So she's older. So I don't know.
Yeah. But it's, like, royalty rules where it's, like, you still, like, your dad's, like...
the boss.
Know, yeah. He knows the danger that's out there.
Again, this isn't our lives, but,
he's
like...
he's trying to protect you.
It.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
This is how that world works.
Yeah.
Her cousin has to go with her to the pool party for to supervise her.
Right.
But
chaperone.
You can go, like, if you take your cousin.
Like, right? Like, are we 12?
Yes.
Anyway. They have to stop at Nico's house, though, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And her cousin is like, oh, shoot, man. I ripped my stitches and I'm bleeding on my shirt because I got into, like, a fight recently. Can I use your bathroom? And he's like, yeah, man. So she's in the garage with Nico. Uh-huh. She's wearing her bikini top and a dress over it. And he's working on a car.
Of course.
That's what he does.
It's his hobby, you know? Uh-huh. Rolled that pack of cigs in his shirt.
Yeah. Danny Zuko in the garage. Danny Zuko.
Grease lightning playing in the background on an old radio.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't remember what he says or she says, but they have banter and they, like, sass each other. And then he grabs her neck and pulls her to him. And she doesn't realize. She just feels something. He cuts her bikini. So that she can't wear it and she can't go to the pool party.
Oh my God.
You ain't going nowhere.
So whenever he burned down the gas station and this part, this is all before they've, like, fucked or anything, right?
I mean, she sucked his soul out, but she hasn't kissed him. Yeah.
But yeah, he was like, I'm going
to
go do that.
He's still engaged to her sister.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, is she aware that, like, he has, like, the hots for her? Or is she just like, oh, he's just taking care of me because I'm my sister's sister?
I think they both know that they are really, like, drawn to each other, but they're both like, well, oh well.
Yeah, okay.
There's another part where she gets engaged, an arranged marriage, to this other guy.
Papa found someone that
he does not, that deserves the prize.
That is worthy of the prize.
Some business deal that was worth it, and this guy is creepy, cringy, not good. And Nico sees them together once and is like, okay, I hate this guy. And there's a conversation from Nico's point of view with her father where he's like, oh, the contract is signed. Like, she's engaged. And her father's like, yep. And he's like, okay. Next day, guy dead. Mysteriously is dead.
For real?
For real.
Dang.
What a gentleman.
Not my Elena.
If he wanted to, he would.
Yes. If he wanted to, he would.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, how does he get away from being engaged to the sister?
Sister's pregnant with the gardener's baby.
Oh, yeah.
Ariana.
That'll do it.
So her father's like, well.
Shit.
Elena's fiance is mysteriously dead. And I have wronged a fellow Don by offering him a daughter who is pregnant with another man's child. So I must make it up to him.
Give him the goods. Fine,
Nico, you can marry.
Well, and
Elena.
Nico's like, you know what? I'll do this for you. Like, thank you know what? Sure.
Fine.
I guess I'll take the other one.
But you're lucky that I'm
okay with it. And, you know, like, go ahead and let her go be with the gardener, whatever, you know.
Prior to this, he's trying to tell himself that he doesn't need a wife that everyone that he knows is lusting after. He needs to just respect the mother of his children and have, like, a business marriage. And he doesn't need to be distracted and falling for.
But yeah.
That all goes out the window. And they're engaged now.
Ooh.
They basically make an arrangement where she's like, I'll do anything you want, anytime you say, if you promise not to kill the gardener.
Okay.
And he's like, all right.
Sure. He's safe. Sure. And then the sister and the gardener go live together and happy. And
they have little gardening babies. Yeah.
Their seeds.
Their sprouts.
Yeah.
Little kids to help mow the lawn.
Yeah. Okay. So when they finally do it.
Is that what we're reading? When they finally
do it? The first coming on page 192 is after this has all come out, and there's mm-hmm. there's of course more, like there's a drive-by and they get saved, and there's so much plot in this. I mean, it's yeah. like almost 400 pages, but he takes her back to his house like immediately, and her mm-hmm. mom is going like, oh my god, but you're not married yet. She like, lady, come on.
But yeah. they canceled the marriage. They find out the sister's pregnant,
the new contract. Yeah.
Okay, so revision. Then they do it.
And then he takes her back to his okay. house, and he is like, this is where you're going to be living. And then he picks her up and puts her on the kitchen counter. And then things go from there.
Oh, my God, exciting.
Get your accent ready.
Are you ready?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey.
Okay, let me cut it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So where this starts, she is sitting on the kitchen counter.
Okay.
And he's standing in front of her.
I love him, because now especially since I'm picturing Tom Hardy, mm-hmm. which that's like a hot guy that I could have named.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
God.
Yeah.
You're getting better.
I think I just need to know their personalities. Because like the Tom Hardy in my head.
10 out of 10 casting. Yes.
Yes.
He should be cast in everything.
I don't. What is. How is she described?
She has very dark, long hair. Because he's like, wow, I'd really love to wrap that around my fist. And then he does.
Okay.
She's got the most amazing body. And she's, you know, I don't know. She's gorgeous.
Emily wants to know about her tits.
They're Italian.
She's I'm picturing like tits. Casey Musgraves, because she has such really pretty long dark hair.
Go for it.
Barbara's like, sure, I agree with you.
Sounds amazing.
Okay.
This is him speaking that first line, by the way.
Yeah. I hope so, because if she said this.
You're right. Okay.
So spread your legs.
She's arresting him. She's
like, spread your legs, drop them balls.
Dump them out.
Dump them out.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, and is he Italian?
They're both Italian.
Spreading your legs. With an unsteady inhale, I complied. His palms ran up my legs as I did so. Wait. His palms ran up his legs as I did so, his thumbs pressing into my inner thighs with a harshness that made my stomach tighten in an unexpected way. His rough hands felt so absolute against my soft skin. Legs spread, cool air brushed my panties, and I was suddenly aware of how wet they were. They're like hot and wet. That she's like, ooh, the cool air feels good.
What is the Little Caesars hot
pizza
and,
pizza?
Hot and ready or something? Yeah.
Hot and wet.
Hot and wet. Oh,
God.
He yanked me closer by the back of the neck until my bare breast pressed against his chest. My breathing was erratic as he growled in my ear, you're so goddamn hot, it pisses me off.
Oh, shit.
We're all clutching. We're all just... And then he nipped my neck hard. I yelped at the short pain, but it turned into a moan when his thumb pressed down on my clit through the fabric of my thong. His grip tightened in my hair, forcing my head back, and then he sucked a nipple into his mouth.
Sound effects. Oh my God.
A spark ignited in my lower stomach and the flame spreading through my body like wildfire. He brushed his thumb over my clit up and down while holding a fistful of my hair so I couldn't even look down. He groaned from deep in his chest and switched breaths, licking and sucking with a slight scrape of teeth. Somehow I'm okay with it with him, though. Like, if it's someone,
because
whenever
it's
it was
Tom
like,
Hardy.
Because it's fucking Tom Hardy. And like, it's just one of the things where like, those, like, these guys can get away with so much stuff so of much. Where you're like, oh yeah, you know more than I do. Okay.
Okay. I'll just be here on the counter.
I'm not going to look down because you have my ponytail and it's like kind of tight.
okay.
An embarrassing sound escaped me. That's true.
Like, what's true?
Even she is like, he's too hot that she probably was like, ugh. And she was like, oh, that's so embarrassing.
That's a sound.
It was an embarrassing sound escaped me, but I was so hot everywhere. I didn't even care. She was like, fuck it, who cares? Oh, hope he doesn't notice.
Oh my God.
I leaned back on my hands, my hips starting to rock under his touch. With a dark gaze. Ooh, that's close to eyes darkening. He's a dark growling. Gaze.
He's good,
He nipped. With a dark gaze that wasn't entirely angry anymore, he fisted my thong at my hip and pulled it down my thighs, dropping it to the floor with the rest of my clothes. I spread my legs once more past the point of rational thought. His gaze fell between my thighs. He gave his head a shake, running a hand down there. Fuck. That's all he said before his arms wrapped around the backs of my thighs. He jerked me to the edge of the counter. And then his head lowered between them. I shuddered under the first hot, wet touch of his tongue. A deep rush of pleasure flooded me, a stronger wave rolling through me at every soft, slow lap he took from the entrance of my closet. Blip, blip, blip. His arms held me so securely I couldn't move my hips an inch while he took his time licking me like he was doing it for himself and not me. Again. He knows what's up. He knows what's up. This is for him. This ain't even for you. No. And usually, again, we're like, he's doing this for himself. It's not for you. But it's like, take it. This is for mine. Oh, God, I moaned, digging my hands into his thick hair, running my blunt nails against his scalp. Blunt nails, like, I mean, they're like not squared pointy. Off.
Sure. He's
almond.
Got sick hair, though. I like that.
But, like, I know. I'm like, mine are whatever. What? See, that's where I get so like thrown off. Where I'm like, oh yeah. Blunt nails.
What kind of manicure?
Like a record scratch.
Maybe she filed them down.
Shape them a little bit. You know. What's my name? Oh, what's my name? He rasped before his tongue pushed into my entrance. Do they have a name thing?
His name is Nicholas.
Okay.
But he doesn't like that name. He wants to be called Nico, but she always calls him Nicholas. To piss him off. Mm. And because she's like, it's less personal.
Right. So, like, I'm going to keep it professional.
Yeah. Because this is professional. Yeah. She's trying. Let's have some boundaries.
What's my name? He rasped before his tongue pushed into my entrance. I made a throaty, porny noise I never knew I was capable of. I don't even know how to imitate it.
Show me what I'm capable of.
I don't know. When I didn't answer, his mouth left me. And his smoldering gaze found mine. His words were sharp. What's my name? Nicholas, I breathed. His eyes flashed, and then a feeling of fullness came over me when he slipped one finger inside of me. He held his finger still, and I tried to rock, but his grip around one thigh was immovable.
Oh, my God. You like it.
Name, he pressed. I had Nicholas on the tip of my tongue, but when he pulled out his finger and then plunged to inside me hard, I choked on it, and it unwillingly came out as Nico.
Nico.
You look like a cuckoo clock.
Yeah.
Nico. Nico.
Oh, no. Nico. I bet that's what she looked like.
It's just neck
every
extended.
Time you hear, every time you hear a cuckoo clock, I want you now to go, hear it go, Nico, Nico, Nico.
No.
I'm trying.
As she has two fingers plunged inside of her, a tremor went through me when his mouth found my clit, licking and sucking while his fingers moved in and out of me again and again. He was taking his time, slowing down when the pressure built, driving me mad until... Please. I escaped my lip. Oh, escaped my lips. Then his fingers curled inside of me, the flame growing hotter. I didn't know what I'd turned into, but I found myself repeating was please over and over. He finally gave me what I wanted, his firm laps steady. He fingered me faster and harder until there was nothing but teapot pressure. Like,
he's spearing her.
He is spearing her. He's not even using the scissors. His, his dark gaze found mine. My last thought before the final please left my lips, and the pressure exploded through my veins like an inferno was, he loves to be begged. The fire dissipated into a languid heat. What's languid?
Like you're languishing, like lounging. Like oh. It's, I don't know. Well.
Languid heat. So again, that's where you can't use too big of words for me.
Guys.
spreading tingles throughout. As I lay against the counter slack, I pulsed around his fingers, and he only made out with my inner thigh and continued to slowly move them in and out until I stopped. Nico. Nico.
Don't. That's going to be my nightmare.
It's just like when we ruined Vanessa's Maneater book. She's like, I really fucking like that book, guys.
It's actually really good. Like, I'm going to turn this car around.
Stop making Nico not sound super cool.
This is Tom Hardy, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, you kept saying Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, Virgin Witch.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, but imagine a hot guy, though.
I'm imagining the hot chick of that book. Maneater was all about how hot she was. He was just there.
Hot chicks don't want to fuck Jesse Eisenberg, though.
Yeah, but she's different.
No.
She saw him for who he is. No. Also, after the episode, we Googled hot Jesse Eisenberg, and it's like not that bad.
I remember that so differently. Yeah. I remember going, put that away. You showed me one that he had like no hair, and I went,
Google
no.
Google was like, no results found for hot Google Jesse went, Eisenberg.
Emily, are you okay?
You got one of those like fraud alerts to your email. Is this you? Because what the fuck?
Jeff was texting us going, what is my wife doing?
Guys, surely I'm hotter than Jesse fucking Eisenberg, right?
Yes, duh. That's why I couldn't think of anybody.
Fucking anyways, loser.
Nico.
No, 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 no.
He's still super hot, though.
Yeah.
Just, you feel now.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. So they fuck around a bunch, and then they're just nasty everywhere, and he's just being hot and just doing it all. Mm-hmm. Like, there's still a lot for people to read that
there's
they're going to be.
There's a lot
that's
for
just,
people to read. Oof. There's plot. There's more. Take two. In the scene that we just read, where it's like, oh, he didn't seem angry anymore. He's angry because right before this scene really starts, he tells her to take her shirt off, her top off. She does. And then he goes in to kiss her, and she pulls away. And she's like, you can have anything but that. Because she's like, boundaries to protect my heart. I don't want to fall for this guy because he won't feel the same. And so he's like,
but they're engaged. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, we kissing.
We kissing.
Mm-hmm. Do like, they kiss? Kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbara.
Yeah.
Loves
they
it.
They love each other.
Yeah.
He kissed a lot of her before he kissed her mouth.
He really did. He burned down a gas station for her.
That's true love.
Okay. Have we seen Goodfellas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. The scene where her neighbor gets a little aggressive with her. Mm-hmm. And then he goes across the street with a gun and then just like bashes this guy's face in.
Yeah. True love.
Melt.
That is so romantic.
My God. You're like, I would flush all the drugs for you, babe.
Oh my God.
Keep the roses, keep the chocolate.
Yeah.
Burn down pistol a gas whip station. The neighbor.
Yeah. Just like let them know that they weren't that nice to me.
Oh my God.
Nico. No. So they obviously end up being together. Do we ever touch back in with them on any of the other books? Do you know? Obviously not the second one, but is there ever anything where they're like, oh, we're out to dinner with Nico and his wife, you know?
Tom Hardy's here. You'll see a lot of the stuff that happens in the second book happens around the same time that this is happening.
Okay.
So it's like overlap.
There's overlap. Yeah. And then in the third book, you see the characters from the second book because they are in Russia.
Okay.
But you don't see the Russians in New York.
It's kind of like just overlap.
A little overlap.
Yeah.
Well, I love that book. I'm obsessed.
I really enjoy it.
What do people, and there's obviously a lot more for people to read. So like we're not even spoiling it.
I don't want to spoil it.
There's something else. There's something in it that we don't even know about.
Well, yeah, the guy that she had sex with.
Yeah.
That she lost her virginity to.
You'll have to tell it. The listeners have to read the book to find out.
It's on Vanessa's TBR. So I'm like, I told you about the dog kennel, but there was more that happened in that one
too.
You'll see. So
Okay.
I'm still going to read it.
I know you are.
I'm so gonna read it.
I can't stop me. What do the good people at Goodreads think about it?
They have a lot of thoughts and feelings. This is that same. This is that same author that people are like, she's problematic. So again,
oh, I forgot about that.
Everybody do your own thing. If you don't want to read something, then don't.
Yeah,
I don't know how to.
Is Kindle Unlimited?
Think so.
Does she tell you to vote for Trump in these books?
She, not once. Trump's not mentioned once.
She doesn't ever like work MAGA into the fucking, in between him lapping up her clit. Like,
her bathing suit is actually a-
yeah, it's an American flag, yeah.
Just thinly veiled propaganda.
Okay, so Goodreads has it as a 4.0 out of like 230,000 ratings.
Wow.
Wow.
And Amazon has it as a 4.5 out of 42,000 ratings.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't
it's,
stop
it's
him.
A, it's some good mafia books.
It is. I like it. It is. He's hot. He might. Is Hardy. He got a new boyfriend?
Rowan, Damien, Nico.
I like Nico.
I like Nico.
I'm gonna add him.
Not
to
the way you say it, but
Nico.
God damn it.
I'll say it however he wants me to say it.
There it is.
You burn down a gas station for me. I'll do whatever you want.
Some people did not feel so strongly about Nico.
Oh.
Some of our one-star reviews. Alicia says, got to page 49 and it was a struggle getting that far. She's pining over her sister's fiance, then later steals her from him. I don't know. This was so dry and boring AF. I skipped ahead to see when or if they got together, and halfway through I saw Nico was still with Elena's sister. Oh my God, bye.
Well, you have to read it.
Yep.
They get to it eventually.
Also, there was like more than one review that was like, oh my God, it's her sister's fiance. That is literally some guy she just met.
It's also got an arranged marriage.
She's in love with the gardener. Like, this is not like.
It's not like that they've been dating for a long time. That's her high school boyfriend, whatever. No. This is like someone that. An arrangement.
Yes.
There's no emotion.
Like the Satan books where the sister always sleeps with the husband or the boyfriend.
This is not that.
This is not where the sister ends up with Satan.
Satan is not here.
Satan is not the gardener.
Polly said, this book is just about sex.
Well, isn't that what smut is?
Are we not here for the same reason, Polly?
Well, and also other people were just complaining about how it's too much plot.
Yeah. Polly says, oh, and there are a few killings, no plot, nothing left of the imagination.
Did you finish? I mean, like, there's so much.
What do you mean nothing left of the imagination? It's sex and killings and you want more left of the imagination. You want.
He pulled her hair.
What do you want?
Yeah. Like, I don't.
He's a cuckoo clock.
Yeah.
Nico.
God damn it.
Nico. No.
Oh, Polly. You can't please Polly all the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
That was an Amazon one. And I feel like that skews toward the. Who's our. What's her name? Shelly?
Sherry.
Shirley.
Shirley?
Shirley.
Shirley.
Yeah. Shirley. Shirley.
And then we had a Martha, too.
Oh, yeah. Martha. Martha's. Who was bragging about her. Martha's. Yeah.
Do you notice a difference in the reviews between Goodreads and Amazon?
Yes.
More one stars on one or the other, or
it's
just quality of review?
More one stars. I feel like Amazon, you'll see, I feel, maybe, I don't know, could be totally wrong. I feel like it skews older.
Okay.
Like boomer.
Boomer. I feel like you have the boomers who are going like, this was terrible. What the hell? Right. Like, you know, like I vacationed in Martha's Vineyard. Like,
stumbled upon it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Nothing happened in this book. I finished it. And it's like, well, maybe. Okay. and then Goodreads is, here is my chance for my personal blog.
Right.
And they write 97 pages.
Right.
And it's like a full, like they're writing in a, like a full review, like an article. And Amazon is just like, I didn't like his hair.
Yeah.
It's just like weird stuff where you're like, okay.
Like I didn't finish it, but I didn't like it either.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Polly didn't love it. Betty.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Is this from Amazon?
is it on Amazon?
Betty. I think this was a Goodreads one. It was all over the place. Betty said, who does this Nico fuckface think he is? And Elena is such a waste of oxygen. Girl, I have a better idea for you. Open a dictionary and search for the phrase self-respect.
Oh.
Betty fucking hated it.
Ooh. What, should she have burned the gas station down herself?
Betty, self-respect. Burn your own gas stations. We're living in the future.
But shout out to Betty using fuckface. I love it.
Yeah.
You know?
Bridget says, if we're friends on here and you genuinely, all caps, genuinely liked this and saw no problems with it, please block me. I'm disgusted and horrified.
Oh,
my God. Drama.
Bridget. She's like, unfollow.
I feel like it's people reading the synopsis and going, it's going to be like Mafia Light. Mm-mm. I hate age gaps, but maybe this one will change my mind. No. It won't.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
Well, if you did like this, come be friends with us. Yeah. You know, don't block us, please. You can burn down a gas station for us.
Oh, that would be so nice.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
That's so nice.
You know, we are on Goodreads, so you can see what we have on there. We can be friends on there. We can be friends on... We're not on Facebook because we're not there. That's no. no need to. But we're on a...
That's Amazon reviews.
Yeah, that's yeah. where that club goes.
Yeah, but we can be friends on TikTok, on Instagram. You can send us an email to clutchmypearlspod@gmail.com. You can like, subscribe, review. We're also on YouTube. We don't have... depending on how this goes, we might have video for this. We might not. You might be watching this right now. Who knows? Probably not. But I don't know. Who knows? You might be seeing all of us at the same time because we don't know what we're doing, but we're trying. And
maybe
so,
the recording got fucked up and none of this ever aired.
Yeah, who knows? The batteries died halfway through. Who knows? You know?
We're new.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, it's always an adventure here. And, you know, we appreciate all of you. And, yeah, Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere on the internet. All right. See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.